Let's get into our Sustainable Community Voices because the show goes on for our many regular guests. Let's talk about the state of recycling and the China Sword guests in, I'll say in studio because that's where we are. Carrie Bliss, good morning to you. Customer experience and sustainability with Padnos. Hi to you, Carrie.
Hello.
Good that you are here. Bill Hogsma, regional sales manager for SpeedTech Equipment and Board of Directors for Michigan Recycling Coalition. Hi to you, Bill.
Good morning.
All right, so here we are, our prize, in our little studio, right?
Yeah.
It's great.
It's good. Let's talk about, first of all, you. Would you introduce yourself a bit more in detail, Carrie Bliss, and talk about your role?
Sure. So Padnos is a local family-owned industrial recycler throughout the state of Michigan and into Indiana. We buy metals, plastics, papers, and electronics from area manufacturers as well as distributors. Then we have a variety of recycling centers that are really set up for our consumers or small businesses to be able to bring their metals in and get paid. My role in customer experience is just to ensure that we are improving the experience our customers receive every single day. Sustainability ties into that, because so many of those customers want zero landfill. They want to be able to improve their own sustainability, and recycling is a big part of that.
Are you busy?
Very.
Yes. You are located, are there a couple of, I mean, there's one down here right by Grand Valley, isn't there?
There is. We have 24 locations.
24 locations. Goodness, you are busy. Thank you for that. Bill, tell us about you and your good work.
SpeedTech Equipment is part of SpeedWrench, and we are a service company focusing on recycling and waste industry throughout all of Michigan, northern Indiana, and northwest Ohio. We provide sales and mobile service to compactors, balers, and loading dock equipment. We also have an extensive refurbishment shop where we offer fully refurbished balers and compactors to those clients that are looking for those in their businesses. My role at SpeedTech is to help customers find equipment solutions to their recycling and waste needs. And additionally, we want to promote sustainable efforts to maintain and prolong their equipment they already utilize and own by preventive maintenance programs and just taking care of their service needs.
You are also on the board of directors for the Michigan Recycling Coalition?
I am, yes. Yep. Michigan Recycling Coalition, I'm on board of directors. There's 15 of us with the Michigan Recycling Coalition, and I also work as a secretary on that board.
Good. Taking good notes, aren't you? Let's talk about an update on recycling then in Grand Rapids in our West Michigan area. Start with you, Carrie.
Sure. So the first thing I always like to mention when I get the opportunity is the difference between what industrial recycling is and what we do in our own kitchens at home. There is quite a big difference between the two. So when you think about your yogurt cups and butter tubs and newspapers that you get at your house that, at least in the city of Grand Rapids, all go into one bin, those are hauled over to Kent County Recycling. And they have a beautiful program and education center there where they are able to take that mixed material and sort it into commodities and market those commodities. And we do help them with some of that. On the industrial side, it is working more with the manufacturers, and it is taking the offfall from that process and recycling it. We will process it, sometimes in a plastics, for instance. We might repelletize it and be able to sell that material right back to that same consumer who we got it from. So it really is the beginning of the circular economy, so we're very excited about that.
That term, circular economy. Bill, what would you like to add?
We're very busy in recycling with West Michigan. We're working with clients to help them find solutions to baling their cardboard, plastics, things of that nature. Obviously, we're very busy in West Michigan finding those solutions for them.
What is, or maybe the better question is, who is driving the increase of recycling in, say, the region and or the state? Bill.
Yeah, Governor Snyder team said, from a state perspective, Governor Snyder's team set a goal to triple our recycling rate in the state to 45%. We're currently at about 15. The Governor's Recycling Initiative set forth to form the Governor's Recycling Council, made up from various stakeholders in the state of Michigan. And then regionally, Kent County has set a goal to reduce trash to the landfill 20% by 2020 and 90% by 2030. Recycling is a large part of this diversion mechanism, and Kent County has stepped up and invested heavily in their infrastructure to support this goal at the Recycling Center here in Grand Rapids.
Carrie, anything to add?
Sure. I am on the Stakeholder Review Committee for the Kent County Sustainable Business Park, and that is an initiative led by Kent County, and it is a great opportunity for us to explore a whole park that would be focused on circular economy.
All right. What is the China sword, and how is that affecting recycling here, Carrie?
So we actually call it the Chinese National Sword, and China is their attempt to clean up their act environmentally. And it was the right decision for them to do. There was a lot of things going on in that country that was not good for the whole world.
There was some pollution in the air, wasn't there?
Pollution in the air, pollution in the waterways, not always the best practices that we want to see. Certainly not, we don't want to be part of that as a company. So although it does create challenges for some materials that used to be able to be sent mixed to China, we truly believe that it is what's best for us to develop domestic ways to be able to process those materials. We rely heavily on people like Bill to produce those balers and items that can make the material heavier. It allows us to be able to have a lower carbon footprint by having heavier weights traveling down the road. So it's different, again, than what a packer truck would do, which is also very valuable.
Any addition to that on your China sword?
Carrie really nailed it on what she told about. You know, we're trying to put balers out there to help densify the loads so that we can get a good product to market.
Talking about solving, how might we solve the issues perhaps we have currently, i.e. implications from the China sword, but even beyond that, this circular economy, reducing waste at the front end? Is there a solution?
There are many solutions. It is difficult, the low-weight, hard-to-recycle materials. Part of the solution has to do with the design. When someone is designing a product and they mix multiple types of plastics together, whether that's a typical ketchup bottle, that is a PET bottle, but they'll put a barrier layer in that of nylon because of the acidity in the product. If it was just PET, we'd have no problem. It's easy to recycle. We can do that right here in Michigan. But that nylon barrier layer makes it very difficult. Our supply chains can start to spec more recyclable material. So a common product that we see in packaging is a banding. It's a plastic banding. And if they could just stick to one type of plastic banding instead of multiple types, it would be very easy for that material to be recycled.
Sustainable Community Voices, a conversation we hold monthly with those in the field. Today, Carrie Bliss, Customer Experience and Sustainability with Padnos, and Bill Hogsma, Regional Sales Manager for Speed Tech Equipment. Right on your shirt it is, Board of Directors for Michigan Recycling Coalition. If I may go to you, Bill, what types of equipment do businesses purchase to help them, say, with recycling? And can you talk about the return, the ROI, this return on investments you see happening?
Yes, thank you. Most of our clients are looking for vertical balers, typically, or compactors. The benefit of a vertical baler to recycle cardboard, plastics, and other items is that you make a mill-ready product. That product can be densified, baled, and put on a truck and gone right to, and then Padnos would go ahead and take it and mix it with some of their product so that they get the weights they need to send to the mill, so that's you're working effectively there. Other customers are looking for compactors that would sit outside their facilities. Maybe they'd have a 40-yard receiver box on them. Both of these systems offer their own specific benefits depending upon the individual customer's facility. Layout, floor space, availability, potential bale storage options. Balers provide the best and overall return on your dollar because if properly spec'd, you're providing a mill-ready bale, like I mentioned earlier, for a product that goes directly there, and they can get direct payment on it based on what the rates are at that particular time in the market conditions. As far as the ROI, if a customer feels that they can generate about 3 tons a month of cardboard, for example, just using that, they can more than pay for their baler and be sustainable that way.
Thanks. Would you also expand on the Michigan Recycling Coalition, as we earlier mentioned, any new efforts with regional meetings or any other updates?
Thank you, yes. So the MRC started the Michigan Outreach meetings to help bring our members and potential members to work together regionally across the state of Michigan. We wanted to provide our communities and businesses with an opportunity to meet and discuss innovative programs they offer. Also to discuss opportunities they have, or maybe they just need to bump up their recycling efforts. And they can network with others, find out what others are doing, and grow their business and their facility. There are 8 regions formed in the state of Michigan. Ours, here in West Michigan, is comprised of Allegan, Barrie, Ionia, Kent, Ottawa, Muskegon, Oshiana, Winnebago, and Mecosta and Montcalm counties. Nick Carlson from Goodwill and myself are the region directors. And our last meeting was in August, hosted at Nichols Paper there in Norton Shores. And we're looking to have our next meeting here in the Grand Rapids area in October and November.
Very nice. All right, what else would you like to share, Carrie Bliss?
Well, since it is Art Prize, I have to give a plug for our entry. It is called The Metamorphosis of Scrap, and it's really a tribute to what we do, making things new again. The main motivator behind the piece was Stuart Padnos's quote, "Scrap is beautiful, and beauty is in the eye of the beholder." We have a very talented team member, Juan Luna, who is the main individual contributor to creating the piece. And then Haley Carl provided our creative guidance.
All right. So we find out more information about Padnos how?
Well, the easiest way is the website, www.padnos.com. But I am also open to people just calling me directly. And that's what I'm here for, is to help educate. That number is 616-260-4320.
Your final words, Bill?
Yes, just everybody at Art Prize, please pay particular attention to all the bins that are out there. Make sure your recycling's going where it needs to go so that it can go to the proper area. And we want to make sure that gets that product in the compost as well. So just thank you for the opportunity to be here.
You're quite welcome. And again, I know Art Prize over and beyond going, their sort stations are out and about. We'll hopefully speak to someone involved with that as we progress. Carrie Bliss, Customer Experience and Sustainability with Padnos, along with you, Bill Hagsma, Rich, Regional Sales Manager for Speed Tech Equipment, also that Board of Director for Michigan Recycling Coalition.